Near Kansas's border with Colorado, you can find a place called El Cortaleo. It's the ruins of an ancient home whose occupants were on the run from the Spanish. Today, we revisit that interesting and often unknown piece of history on this edition of the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machine Repeat, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Perhaps you've seen ancient Native American pueblos in the southwestern U.S., but what about one in western Kansas? It's the work of a tribe called the Taos from today's New Mexico.
The Taos were under the rule of the Spanish, and of course they enslaved them, and they wouldn't let them practice their culture and try to convert them to their type of living and their type of religion.
Danny Segrist shares the story from the El Cortalejo ruins near Scott City, Kansas.
A group of them left. Some of them were captured and taken back, but the rest made it up here to this area and built a pueblo mainly as a second home.
Those Native Americans came here and built their pueblo in about 1650, living here for about 20 years before the Spanish convinced them to return.
Then in 1690, a great revolt happened in the pueblo of northern New Mexico, mainly a pueblo known as the Pickery Pueblo. Now, the Pickeries were part of the Taos at the beginning that were here to build a pueblo in 1650. So in 1690, they knew where to come from the revolt to get away from them to live for a while.
And for some of those years in the 1600s, another group of men occupied the place.
At one time, it was even used as a trading post by some French traders. It's pretty well known that it was probably the first white settlement in the state of Kansas.
You can still see the ruins today, a place that seems out of place, a Native American pueblo on the plains of Kansas. Traveling the countryside near Scott City, Kansas, I'm Andrew McRae.